from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Sevilla's carry out preliminary work on the pity Martinique Coast Guard base under police protection and angry shouts from demonstrators. Disagreement in Guyana over a new timber-related pact and black voter registration apathy ahead of Britain's general elections now less than a month away. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Residents of Pity Martinique attempting to, for the second straight day, prevent the start of work on a Coast Guard base proposed by the government of Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell. A strong police presence today, however, allowed for some surveying work to be done, as Grenadian journalist Michael Bascom explained from the protest site in Pity Martinique this afternoon.
Well, the police, they are claiming victory. In fact, they did acknowledge that yesterday they were outnumbered, but this time they came here to preserve law and order, and which they did, and they are happy with that. The surveyor, on the other hand, is claiming that they had a job to do. They are representing the government, and they came here with the policemen, and they are happy with that.
More from Michael Bascom in a moment on today's demonstration and accompanying police action. One of the protest organizers, Michael Caesar, argues that Pity Martinicans are fully within their rights to seek to stall the project. He told Caribbean Report that the demonstrators have been subjected to an injustice by the Grenadian police.
And the soldiers came and they started breaking down the fence. The property had been fenced by the owners and they started pulling the posts and kicking down the wires and what have you.